From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Canada is among a group of countries deemed unfriendly by Russia for sanctions imposed due to its invasion of Ukraine. As a result, all corporate deals with companies and individuals from those countries, including the United States, have to be approved by a government commission. The list follows a presidential decree on Saturday allowing the Russian government, companies, and citizens to temporarily pay foreign currency debts owed to overseas creditors from unfriendly countries in rubles. Over 6 million people have died from COVID-19 around the world since the pandemic began. The updated death toll comes from Johns Hopkins University. Hong Kong, which is seeing its death rate soar, is testing its entire population of 7.5 million three times this month as it clings to mainland China's zero COVID strategy. The 9-year-old Shop Local program of the Timmins Chamber of Commerce has a fresh new look. Chamber President Rob Knox says it needed polishing. The biggest change is the logo, which has four iterations.
One in English, one in French, with the help of our friends at the University of Hearst. Shkegwak Cree, with translations from Angela Shishish of the Ojibwe and Cree Cultural Center. And Hindi, with thanks to our good friend Summit Swami at Northern College.
The logo will be seen at local businesses and in places like bags and receipts. It's also on our website. Kyan Lotenschlager is a comedian, musician, and entertainer better known by the name World Peace. He's been in our region lately, putting on impromptu performances and spreading the message contained in his stage name. Lotenschlager has four things he says we can do to move towards world peace. One is to give genuine appreciation.
I genuinely appreciate all of you for just flat out existing.
Number two is to love, appreciate, and take care of Mother Earth. Number three is self-love through positive thoughts, meditation, exercising, and eating well.
And then number four is to go out into the world in a peaceful, loving state and connect, because we're all one right here, right now on this planet.
The full message from World Peace is in the full interview we've posted on our website. Earlier, we were talking about a single snowfall of 72 centimeters on Timmins on January 27, 1938. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman speaks now about digging out from under that. She says Town Hall added 150 men to the crew and brought in 30 extra trucks to haul it away.
It took the community 10 days to dig out from this atrocious thing, and dig out meaning that we could actually open the roads so that we could have at least one lane of traffic going through.
Next week, a single snowstorm that was probably worse and definitely had some disturbing consequences. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.